welcome everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters like you and me with access to in-depth training and opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. We have the wonderful Dr. James Fine. Jamie works to reduce the impacts of energy systems used to power buildings, transport, and service people, and produce and move goods with the Environmental Defense Fund. His areas of research and advocacy include design and implementation of market-based policy, wonderful, modeling the economic, air quality, and health consequences of these policy decisions, and deploying smart grid for environmental and electricity customer benefits. His PhD is from the University of California, Berkeley. It's an honor to have you on the line tonight, James. Thank you. So a quick review, what we're hoping people can take away from tonight's lesson is really the following threefold goals. First, we want to make sure that attendees understand and are prepared to utilize EDF's clean energy progress maps in their local advocacy efforts. We also want to make sure to provide that time to ask experts that were behind the design of both these tools the specific questions that you have about their use and the tips that they've had already seeing them field tested. And then lastly, we want to make sure to also begin making a plan, and we encourage people to start doing that even as the webinar progresses, of the best ways you can demonstrate these important local impacts of climate change in your own community to really fully leverage the tool's storytelling ability. So with that, I'm just going to quickly go over the agenda. We're going to have a chance for James first to go over background on the maps and then do an actual live demonstration and use of those maps with specific case studies. And then we'll have a Q&A for about 10 minutes towards the bottom of the hour with those clean energy maps. So with that, I'm going to get out of the way. Thanks so much for being here, James.
Thank you. It's a delight to be here. Thank you all for your interest in these maps and for joining tonight. I should mention at the outset that EDF is one of many partners in trying to communicate what's in these maps, putting them into the hands of advocates such as yourselves, hopefully to enliven and further the conversation about really who's working where. This is specifically intended to be an antidote to conversations around, for example, coal jobs. We thought that the right way to have that conversation is to point to clean energy jobs. EDF as a partner is helping to beacon these maps. I personally helped to develop them as a technical advisor to the Kabbalah Analytics team, a group of analysts and advocates, frankly, with whom I've worked for many years here in California. So without further ado, let's dive into the maps themselves. I'm going to go through a few slides describing the maps, and then I'm going to actually switch over on my screen to the map itself and give you a little bit of a walkthrough. So the purpose of these maps is to link knowledge of clean energy projects to places in America, and to organize that knowledge at relevant political scales. So these maps can be looked at the organization of the state level, of the county level, as well as at the electoral jurisdictional level. So if you want to go speak to an elected official at the lower house in your state, you can organize clean energy jobs, investment, and project data at specifically that electoral jurisdictional level. And I'll show you how that's done in a little bit. It's just a few clicks of the map. And the idea is to have a go-to organized source of non-controversial data, of data that's produced through peer-reviewed public processes, and of course then to empower our allies with this data. So these maps provide rigorous, publicly sourced, comparable information. These are not data that you haven't seen before, except that they have been augmented and of course combined in ways you haven't seen before. We're organizing this, as I said, at the state and local congressional district, as well as the county and state level. I forgot to mention, you can actually, for investments in solar and wind projects, and for the count, the estimated count of projects, we can actually get you down to the census tract level in these maps. So we'll be doing that in a moment. It's an easy-to-access website. It's cleanenergyprogress.com. Kabbalah Analytics built this map. It's a new organization. It's a for-profit entity that built these maps as basically a way to advertise their capabilities. And I think they're really quite impressive. They are led by a guy named Aram Shumavon, who I actually came to know about 5 years ago when he finished working at the California Public Utilities Commission as an economist in their energy division and began advocating for distributed energy resource customers, people who have their own rooftop solar, for example. He quickly recognized that there was an opportunity on the commercial side to combine his knowledge in energy with the quick arrival of big data, and thus was born Kavala Analytics. So this is an organization that exists to advocate for change and has a positive mission, and they're doing it by combining data with maps and visualizing those data, and that's what you're seeing here. I mentioned EDF is one of many partners promoting these maps. You can see here the list. This list can also be seen on the website itself. You notice it's not just environmental organizations. The League of Women Voters, Blue Green Alliance, Alliance to Save Energy, Clean Capital, Ingersoll Rand. I also want to be clear that these maps don't show you all clean energy. We've really only focused in on solar, wind, and energy efficiency at this point. We have not represented projects, investments in, or jobs related to storage, electric vehicles, alternative fuels, or large-scale geothermal or hydro projects. We're really zeroing in on solar, wind, and energy efficiency. And when I say solar, I mean both utility-scale solar and rooftop solar. So I mentioned earlier the spatial precision of these maps, but we can organize, that we do have this data organized for wind, solar, and energy efficiency jobs. For energy efficiency, we didn't have data that was defensively, that we could defensively divide up at more precise than scales in terms of how much money is being spent on energy efficiency and how many projects we have. And as well, there's a limit to how precise we can get in terms of energy wind jobs. We have state-level estimates of wind jobs, but those estimates are really hard to put in a specific place. Now, wind projects you can identify, but where the people are working, who are working on those wind projects, are a little more difficult to identify. We've, of course, all seen pictures of people at the top of those wind turbines doing their engineering work, but we don't see pictures of people sitting at their desk designing those projects, right? Or people manufacturing them. So we wanted to be cautious about where we were claiming in terms of the level of precision we had for wind jobs. So we have not provided those at the county or the electoral jurisdictional level, but we do have them at the state level. Here's a table of our data sources. I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on this table, but I do want you to note that the sources include the Department of Energy, as well as the Solar Energy Industry Alliance and the Wind Energy Alliance. So they have their unique data sets of project data. We purchased those data sets, and we've augmented those with government-reported data. Now, in doing so, and in relying on these government-reported data sets, we necessarily thus face a time lag, and we face, in some cases, a precision lag. So, for example, solar projects are reported to DOE for financial reasons, right, to get a tax credit. But they aren't necessarily reported routinely to DOE in terms of reports about how much energy was actually generated in terms for electricity, right? So we don't have distributed solar DOE reports on generation. We have, however, estimated that for these maps. So I will just mention that there was an extensive effort undertaken by energy entrepreneurs to estimate energy efficiency jobs. And we rely heavily on that data set. We do anticipate an update of that data set this summer. And when that data set's there, I know Kavala has committed to updating the maps at the same time. So there are some time lag limitations. There's some spatial precision limitations that are, as I already mentioned, in wind energy wind projects and wind jobs. But overall, I do think that this data set represents the state of the science understanding of who's working where and what investments are happening where in America for wind energy and wind, solar, and energy efficiency. Okay, functionality and navigation. You can click, you can toggle on and off data sets. I'm not gonna linger on this picture. We'll get to that when I walk through it. I did mention that you can get all the way down to a state level view that is at the census tract level. And here's a picture of the maps. You can see the table summarizing the data on the left and a picture of the map on the right. These maps are easy to screen print. They're hard to print in Excel format. The data, I do confess, are not easy to put into into a, an Excel file or a database that you might want to manipulate if you wanted to organize these data or analyze them in different ways. With that said, in my experience, Cavalli is very cooperative and they're very responsive. And if you were to contact them with a request, I anticipate they'd do what they can to help you. I'm not going to linger on this slide either, except to note that we do have toggle switches, so you can drill down to different levels of precision. And I also will mention that you can see in this picture in the upper right-hand corner a table that describes the isoplath. These spatial areas here, this is census tracts in Massachusetts. I believe these are census tracts. This is lower legislative districts. You can see that in the upper left-hand corner of the table right here. But these are what we call chloroplasts that show the intensity of jobs by color. And then similarly, when we do chloroplasts of projects or project investments, I want to be clear that we're not mapping actual projects. We're showing the intensity of project activity using these chloroplasts. We didn't feel it was appropriate to identify specific individual rooftop solar projects on our map. And as well, we didn't have the precision of that information in some contexts. Okay, let me start by showing you where we're at here in California, or where I'm at. It seems only fair for you for me to give you a taste. I'm sitting here, right here in the Bay, the eastern part of the San Francisco Bay. California as a state, just to give you an overview of the data, has a total in terms of solar jobs of over 100,000 solar jobs at this point, 3,500 wind jobs, and over 320,000 jobs in energy efficiency, for a total of almost 500,000 people working in solar, wind, and energy efficiency. As we go further down the table, we can see that in California, we have over $14 billion in residential solar wind investment and $86 million in commercial solar investment. Here to the right, you see an estimate of generation for each of those sources. And at the utility and commercial scale, we're really talking about solar here. I mean, commercial and residential scale, we're talking about solar. At the utility and commercial, we're talking about wind and solar. You can also see how many equivalent homes this amount of estimated generation serves, and it's over 5 million homes in a state with 30 million homes. I will also mention that we have a count of projects. We have over 768,000 residential solar projects in California, and almost 700 commercial scale solar and wind projects, and almost 400 utility scale solar and wind projects. So we can zero in on California and my community, which is right here. And I want to show you that this is my county of Alameda. It does, went back to counties, toggled over to counties. And right here we can see the jobs, the wind investment, and the projects for my county that does include Oakland and Hayward and Fremont. I happen to live here on this island, which is Alameda, and the Oakland Airport is actually in the city of Alameda. A little factoid for the evening. And if I wanted to understand employment and jobs and projects, I could toggle back to the state lower legislative district level to get more precise. Or better yet, why don't I go back to my community and understand what's happening with wind and solar projects at a much more detailed level. All the way down to the census tract. I can tell you I live in this census tract and that there are 148 solar projects in my neighborhood on my census tract. Okay, so enough about California. Who wants to hear about California? Let's ask something that maybe you might care about. Let's say Bruce Springsteen's hometown. Does anyone know which hometown that is? Don't say Asbury Park. Well, it's this town of Freehold, right here, Freehold Township. And let's say we wanted to see how much money was spent investing in Freehold Township for solar and wind. again, down to the census tract level, we can see in town about $0.42 million or $420,000 was spent investing in solar at that census tract. Now, I'm not sure which one of these neighborhoods has Bruce's house in it, but you can see the level of precision that this map provides, and that you can see that you could also get to congressional districts of interest for New Jersey. You could also see that this map is pretty darn fast. You can move around quickly. You could actually imagine sitting in your elected official's office and taking them on a tour. You could also screen print this portion that matters to you, print it out onto cards, and write a note to your elected official. So with that, I think, Brett, I should probably turn it back to you.
Thank you so much, James. We really just can't thank you enough for making time tonight to help all of the Citizens Climate Advocacy Network benefit from the tools that EDF and all of the partners put together for this fantastic resource.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for your interest in it. And if I can be of any assistance as you try to put it to work, I'm at your service.